Yo.
Yo. Yo. Now that's what you call some best friendship. Mary Jane and Munchies. It's your girl, Mary Jane.
It's your girl, Munchie. We have glass, paper, and leaf here, y'all. We talk about multiple things. We envelop ourselves in a nasty ass hemp wrap.
We may talk about the beauty of the chiller.
We talk about what we prefer to use out of the three.
And pussy popping.
No, she said pussy pop one time this episode.
Pussy popping my pussy.
This is all her. This is all you. Go ahead and listen to the damn episode, y'all. Check out
streaming
us.
Streaming on all major platforms.
We love y'all.
It's Mary Jane and Munchies.
What's up, friend?
What's up? It's your girl, Boston Bossy, aka Grind, Double D Mistress.
What's up? It's your girl, Queenie Jones, back live in the flesh. Find me on all platforms at Sorch. QUEEMIEJONES. Yes. It's been a long time.
We shouldn't have left you without a fresh episode of Vibe to.
Had Black Puffer. You had Black Puffer.
Was amazeballs. Shout out to my best friend. No offense, best friend. This is my male best friend before you was born,
But
shout out to my best friend. Shout out to my best friend. And you know he going to be back on the show because he got more goodies for us. So look forward to that episode coming up in the future. I gotta say future because I'm busy.
You're like, I'm my job.
Right, my job.
Now, let me just tell y'all some shit right quick. We had off-air tried this mango, true hemp flavored freaking wraps. Do not have them. They are disgusting. If you are rolling thick
they
ass
are by true ones, hemp and they are truly poopy.
Truly.
We will be removing the rest of our marijuana from it and freeing it into something more palatable because the devil is a liar.
It had
so
all of the indications to be great. And I
mango,
feel like
the word true and the word organic and tobacco free. But I be telling her she can't get the leaf without the tobacco. It be helping smooth it, you know. It's smooth.
I was trying to be supportive to the people, and I'm just going to stick for what I know.
What is
chilla?
What is this?
Yes, honey. Yes.
Is this what a chilla means?
Yes, the whole entire time. And you, I know you heard of it before.
I've heard of chillums, but
this is a loaded chilla.
That's how you load the chillum. See, guys, we're giving you guys knowledge while I gain knowledge.
So, this is a pre-packed chillum. I call it pre-loaded because it sounded
no
so.
Paper. No paper.
Glass, paper,
no.
And leaf. You remember when you used to be like, rock, paper, scissors.
That's how paper, leaf.
That's how this episode is going to be. We're going to be talking about some real stuff. Right now, we're smoking Tahoe OG. And as a lover of an OG, I just know that it was meant for me. Now, I smoke Tahoe when I'm really trying to get in a light mood, a little comfy, it's that little vibe, you know what I'm saying? Very cerebral, let's out some tension. Give me like, ooh, I'm podcasting and I have to relax. Best friend, how's your week working? It's been a while. I miss you so.
I miss you more. I will tell you after 90 days.
Not after 90 days, you're like, a pod reflection.
Yeah, a pod reflection. These hoes, they fire people out of training.
They be like, listen, we told you to stop using. I know, but you know, I'm checking. You know what? I'm not going to do this with you, Jerome. I'm not doing this with you, Jerome. You're fired.
Fired.
But, sir, I ain't started working yet. Exactly. And you're already fucking up. Look at these scores. You just don't care about the mission. You unfocused, brother. I got to show up Caucasian every day.
Now, you're going to start using my joke, and I need you to put a nickel in the coin drawer every time you say it, because you're using it a lot, your mama. You're saying it a lot there, okay?
They show up Caucasian every day.
You see how she's trying to make it her joke? Day.
You see not making it. It's your joke.
You was like, it's in here. I'm going to just use it. She uses it better because she's around more Caucasian people than me. So I'm just let her have it.
That's another thing. I don't know where she got this joke from because her family is so pro-black that even when they try to mimic a white, they're uncomfortable. You know how, like, white people are uncomfortable with aggressive rap music? That's how they look when they try to do white shit. They be like, put some cement, okay, I'm gonna do this. Put some mayonnaise on it.
Like, all our mayonnaises are aioli.
So we just can't.
Why is it not infused with something? Nah, you always have to enhance it. My sister was like, do not make no fried fish without that spicy aioli is the only thing that I'm fucking eating. I was like, why were you cussing? You're so young. She's like, that's the only thing I'm fucking eating. Don't you? You know how they try to do the tartar sauce. We're not them. Okay.
They don't show up Caucasian ever. Ever.
We show up Pad African as the rainbow tribe of Smoke Inc. Okay, that's where we're at. We are the Rainbow Smokes. Okay,
all right. Rainbow Smokes.
All right, so let me just say that we about to light up accoutrements, all red things. I'm about to get
right now. We are hitting the paper, and what part of paper do you think this is? A raw?
This is just a raw.
Right now, we're doing the raw. That's the steady classic. I'm gonna get a nice puff and then give y'all the reaction.
OG.
Tahoe, OG. I just hit the chill up and it was a boom. I might need to drink some water. I don't know. Oh, wow.
Not gonna lie, I think I see why I never got one. It's very crack pipe like. Listen, to be fair, my niece, when I was in Atlanta getting my tattoo done, I was dabbing. Because my tattoo artist is a dabber.
Right.
She was like, she walked right by me. This is my older niece. Shout out to Day Day. Happy birthday, Day Day. Her birthday was October 17th. I just want to wish my baby a happy birthday. But I digress. And my older niece, her older sister, walked by, sees me dabbing from a nectar
collector. Yeah.
Collector.
Yeah.
And she's like, you doing crack?
And she asked her, so like, damn, auntie, I didn't know you gonna come all the way into Atlanta to get crack? I don't
know. It's also a matter of like, damn, you just doing crack in the open?
Her face, but she had like, so, she had disappointment, but she wasn't judging her at the same time. She's like, but auntie, I didn't even know it got that bad.
And she was like, doing crack? Well, if you gotta do it, I guess you gotta, but crack? I was like, I look right at my tattoo artist. Shout out to my tattoo artist. I look right at him. Icy Arts at ICEYARTZ on IG. I looked at him and said, see, I told you that's why black people can't dab. It looked like we're doing crap.
He just looking at her like,
damn.
This is my lifestyle.
The chewing was still better than the mango hemp paper.
We tried to make this, all of our podcasts based upon real life experience. I'm going to hit this mango and I'm going to tell you what this shit tastes like. Because I don't want y'all to ever fucking purchase this. Boston Bossy is going to revive herself.
But this chillum though, what's in the chillum? That's how it makes me feel.
We got her live now. It's a certain level of weed Boston Bossy can take where she goes from I was a little petite before, but I'm about to make life my
does that. Does, yes. I'm hot as shit. This is it.
Okay, y'all. So like, I'm a puff this J just because I need to take a chaser type experience. This shit is about to be disgusting, but let me just do it. I'll do it. Hold on. One puff of the J is going to be okay.
No, girl. Just...
No, she's trying to take away the J because she know that
do the mango like I did the mango. I didn't have no chaser. We ain't no punks over here at Mary Jane.
Look. We are lit it experts. First. Okay, let me do it.
Cannabis conscious.
I won't hit the. I'll use the.
You got it. I'll hold your hand, friend. I got you.
Y'all, it was moist. I'm gonna tell you, it's really moist. But that's the only thing that's good.
But now, why wasn't moist? Did someone spit in it? That's okay, friend. I know you're gonna start coughing. It's all right. And it didn't even get better after all the other weed we smoked. It still tastes like booty.
Okay. I've explained it by experience. Yeah. Y'all listening? You listening?
Lord. It's so sad. Because it's not the happy cough of choking on some good ass stuff like the chillum. It's like.
I'm going to tell you. It's cold in my throat in a gasoline cloud of burn and itch. That I can not only describe as a poor ass wrap. This does not feel like a tobacco hit. This does not feel like a paper hit. It feels like an evil fucking spawn in between. I don't think you should sell these in stores, and I think they need to relook at their company. When I read people, it's not because I want them to not flourish. I need them to take this back because I think you want people to spend about 2 grams worth of their weed and maybe make about a middle finger size thick ass rep. And you gonna tell me this shit's supposed to still be good afterward? I don't believe none of that shit. Don't gas me, dog. Don't tell me nothing because that felt like a gasoline fucking chamber.
I'm going for y'all weed.
Don't ever get true hemp and think that it's going to be good unless you are the type of person who likes to feel like you're going to die in the middle of your chest behind.
It smells shitty.
Behind your lungs.
That's what really makes me mad. We spend a good amount of money on our cannabis and this smells like it's going to disrespect it. Free our cannabis from this.
All right, y'all. So, the chillum is hitting. I am definitely high, but I do have some questions for you. Mm-hmm. Did you smoke a J first or a blunt first? In life.
Oh, in life, I've only smoked blunts. Papers weren't introduced to me until, like, college. I'm melanated. What? Like, a lot of melanated people smoke papers. But when I was growing up in Boston, Massachusetts, in Hyde Park, you might see like one or mostly Caribbean men would smoke papers. They would roast the frontal leaf until it dried all the way out, break it down, mix it with the cannabis, and then roll it in a paper. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that around like my African-American male friends, my Asian friends, my any other group of friends used papers, except for my Caucasian friends. But they, on the other hand, smoked out of everything. Apples, strawberries, peaches, papers. They introduced me to glass. I had never smoked glass until I met them. No, I had, because I didn't know how to roll for the longest. So I had, but it was like, I felt very, like, almost shameful about it. It wasn't something that I was like, yeah, come on, you know, we could chill and smoke my bowl. And then after doing it in a car in public with somebody like you would smoke a blunt, I was like, oh, wow, like, I feel more comfortable. And I started, like, building my collection. Some pieces have broken over the years.
Oh, I broke her elephant. And I'm so sorry. I'm still looking for the best piece because I have to get her something that's probably like that is far out. But I broke her elephant and she looked at me. And Boston Bossy really doesn't get mad at me when I break things because I break shit on my own. She is not like I'm just doing it. I think that's what's helped me. I wouldn't recommend it to a regular soul. But I'm not a muggle. So... She treats me different. I have special privileges. I broke in. She looked at me like, bitch, if I didn't know you, I would have fucked you up. But being that I know you a real
chick. I love that she describes it. I sound so scared. I wasn't even mad, bro. I have broken. So I used to have this really pretty yellow owl one, and I broke it. I felt the yellow of that. But I also was being careless, and I was hot. But when I saw her break that one, I was like, can I have nothing nice? Nothing!
And that's why we got to go pay some bills right quick. Because right we want quick. Things nice. Yeah, girl. My craziest story, or not even crazy stories, but my first cannabis experience was a Lollipop J.
What? Tell me more.
You're so funny. You said, what? All right, friend. Like, a Lollipop J is like the size of a Dum Dum with lollipop stick. And, of course, I knew about blunts and pipes, and I would always hear my grandmother in the background getting it. She would have the smokers cough like a motherfucker.
From smoking THC?
No, she also smoked cigarettes.
Oh, smoke I was like, that. Oh, she it was like, dory. Nah. Bought a dick. Yeah.
I wish she could have been more like that, because then she, her lungs probably be a little bit different. Like, she would just have one type of smoke lungs, but not multiple. That shout out to old Mew who was smoking the 100s in Japan because of the bourgeois experience, thinking that they were the finer cigarettes. But I'm not Asian.
I'm getting the high class cancer. You're getting the common cancer.
American cancer, bitch. I have
mine
Japanese.
Mine shall be rare and unheard of. I should be in a book. Because I'll be dead.
I always knew about blunts. And I think when I was seething, I'd be like, damn, y'all niggas struggling. Like, y'all just really just couldn't do nothing but swisher. Sweet. Like, every time a nigga would slip up and be like, hey, let me just litter some cannabis accoutrements. You know the first thing they're going to drop out their car in any place besides the East Coast is a Swisher Sweet package. A Swisher Sweet package is what niggas is going to throw out their window along with a QT or a Quick Stop or whatever. They're just going to throw it.
Specifically talking about the South. We don't know what they doing in the West. I guess they just throwing
California,
out.
They still throwing trash to themselves.
I think they going like Philly Dutches or what. I don't know what they roll in Compton.
I don't know.
You know, they would have to come on the show and tell us.
One of the biggest things that a lollipop joint as opposed to a 1 gram pre-roll. But let me tell you something. This shit is a difference. I remember when I would have to smoke a lollipop joint and I was trying to have like get through these fucking seizures. And I'm like, this is the best shit ever. Bruh, when I saw what the dispensary had, when I saw, I was so surprised because I never in life thought that you could roll that big. It's everybody looking at me like, yeah, okay, duh. But for real, I never thought you could roll that big.
I met the first time when I was in ATL with my brother, shout out to D-Rock, Della Lib, shout out to the 302, you know what I'm saying, shout out to the first. When we were celebrating his birthday, we made a cross and an airplane. I thought that stuff was just on TV. I didn't know you could actually build figures that were smokable. Awesome. Also, my first time at a gas mask.
Like on some Pineapple Express shit?
Yes. I don't know. And it was my first time at a gas mask.
Ooh, homemade gas mask. That shit, or some, what is that?
What's a homemade gas mask?
Okay, so you cut, okay, so everybody know, like, what is that, a liter of Coke, or a liter of Sierra Mist, or whatever, or pop? You cut the bottom out, right? And then you implant a nut that is very similar to, like, you have, what is that, I don't know what that, on a bong, there's these little sticks that you know, you know what I'm talking about, you feel it. But anyway, you get something that looks similar out of a tool kit, and you put your cannabis in there. You light that shit, but only when you have a bucket of high water, right? So the water's pretty much about an inch away from spilling over. And you dunk it in, right? And then what you do
is... about a water bomb.
A water bomb. But here's the thing. You encapsulate it. And, or you do the face one and you cut out a face shape, right? Right? And you put... Because you don't want to burn yourself, obviously. You put it at the bottom.
Have you done this?
Yeah, I've seen it multiple times.
You've seen people do this.
Yes.
This is not popularized.
This is not safe.
I was like,
it's not safe. I'm not telling you to do it.
Homemade gas masks are even necessary. Like, we don't be having gas mask issues like that. Like, oh, man, there's a shortage on gas masks. I had to make my own.
I've seen people use their workout gas masks as...
Yeah, anything is better than... all right, we get a piece of bottle. I'm going to fire it up with some fire. Put it in my face. Again, I got this big old trash can of water. Am I outside? I would hold my own.
Inside? Yeah. It don't matter. Do you need to get high?
It matters.
It don't.
It matters about the outcome.
Because here's the thing. To do either one of them, you have to take the lid bottom off, right? You got to unscrew it so you don't melt the plastic or melt your face, okay? See, it's much more strategy out there. Then you got somebody with the hand cupping at the palm, stop the suction, so that way you would just...
So you're involving other people in this foolishness.
Do you want to get high or not?
I don't, because that's the gateway to meth. When you, listen, I love all things cannabis, Mary Jane and Munchies. I have went and made a struggle blunt from the bottom of the blunt piece. Just a little dream of some weed and mostly char. Mixed that up with some fronto, just smoked it and pretended like it was a full blunt. But there are levels, and there are links and boundaries I will not cross. Because as soon, like... If I can't get my cannabis by, you know, consignment, purchase, socialization, I will go without until I can afford it. Because I don't want to do nothing strange for a gram. It's just...
It's not that you even do nothing strange.
I have hung out with people that I don't necessarily care for to smoke. But I ain't never done no strange for a blunt.
You wasn't pussy popping for a pop.
Pussy popping? Pussy popping?
God bless you.
I don't know touch if those two was together or apart.
Touch a Lord. But sometimes if you need your medicine, that's what women are going to do. And I am telling you, I didn't know that was a thing.
Tell us more.
Do you really want to know?
I think the MJers want to know.
Okay, so there's this thing that women do when they want weed and they want to get the highest grade. They open up their legs and they say, is this high grade? Is this fire?
What?
I only do it if it's fire.
I feel like someone's told you this alleged story.
I wish allegedly.
Have you seen it?
Why would I watch some bullshit like that?
You should see her face. She's like in horror. She would be present to a woman humiliating herself in such a way. But here's the thing. It happens all the time. They do it for shoes and purses too.
Oh my God.
Is this a Birkin? Chanel, you know what I'm saying? Then they get hit him with Michael Kors. What? Michael Kors, bitch. Get off my bed.
And that's why I'm going to tell y'all like this. We got to pay these bills again.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Sharifa's Island Cuisine, Trinidadian Specialties, presents their second annual Single Parents Drive. If you want more information about it, check out the post on her IG page at Sharifa's Island Cuisine, one word. Click the link in the bio or scan the QR mobile device. The deadline for online applications is October 30th. Families affected by gun violence are highly encouraged to apply first. Boston residents only. Children ages 0 to 17 years old. Their parents are asked to apply. Now, just a little personal note about this. This has been a really trying year with COVID, so anything you do is going to help these families. But most importantly, families, we know that you're out here listening to the podcast. Go ahead and click that link in her bio. Apply, and your family can be one of those amazing families chosen that's going to have a wonderful holiday season.
Please donate to our girl, Sharifa Island Cuisine, by December 20th, 2021. These families really, really could use your help. It doesn't take much. Go ahead and visit her again at her email at Sharifa, S-H-A-R-I-F-A-H-L, at gmail.com. Please email us daily for drop-off locations. New old toys, gifts, and non-perishables are highly appreciated. As long as it's wrapped up new, as long as it's in pure condition, drop it off. It could change somebody's life. Remember that. This was Mary Jane and
Munchies.
Y'all, we are trying to figure out what the best official logo for Mary Jane and Munchies should look like. What does she feel like? What is our brand telling you?
What does it say when you think of two Afro-Latinas that have opened the world on cannabis and cookies?
We want something to really just reach out to our whole Munchie squad. Let them know, hey, it's time for your podcast. Anyway, so we have a list of these folks, and I put these hood, like, Negro translations of their names. So excuse me if I pronounce it wrong, but hopefully y'all will get the vibe, and you could go look on Fiverr and look them up or whatnot. So anyway,
shout out to Fiverr for making it easier to run your small business small.
Okay, the first one we have is Ryunato. Okay, he has a very Japanese kawaii look, you know, the standard Japanese street snack look. And if you ever go to like an arcade, you'll just see these like little stickers when you can like take a photo booth picture, you know, you'll be able to place it right on top of there. That's the type of artwork he do. So I'm gonna just talk about some of the pictures he got because they was cute, and his standard plan is like 120, so he's looking in our right price range. Our price range, our budget is like, I tell Boston Bossy because I ain't trying to spend no $500. She'll be like, yeah, bitch. And you understand it twinkle when you look at it.
Yep. The eyes communicate a sense of cannabis connoisseur pride. She's like, do it say weed? That good. It say weed. They gonna know it's us.
So it's very kawaii snack candy / photo booth. Very original, cute, classic cartoonist. Kawaii. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
I mean, this is why I didn't even consider him, because we're not a cutesy show. We do cute stuff, but we're not cutesy.
Daylon Sumya. So go ahead and look at her. She's a cannabis cartoonist, and she got some really aligned cartoons that would look like us. Yes. You know what I'm saying? If she knew our brand and we explained it to her, she'd be like, yeah, baby, I got you. That's what she would say to us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got cannabis in the description.
Everywhere, though.
Can't see. And they give us the back.
The plan, the premium plan is $60. So it was definitely aligned with our budget. I feel very bougie. Like, yes, it was aligned with our budget.
Well, yeah.
We forecast it to happen.
This is definitely them. This is, Dillion, Samaya.
Look at the pronunciation. The hood pronunciation. Daylon
Sumya. I think that's actually how it probably is pronounced. Daylon Sumya. All right, something like that.
So. That Trillum, though.
That Trillum, though.
Okay, so the next person we have is Phi-Sy-Thys. And he's a digital cartoonist, or she's a digital cartoonist.
They are digital cartoonists. Ah.
And now this is like your standard YouTube black excellence, you know, this is my family, you know, or this is my business. She looks very like, you know, you can go to her if you need a hookup right quick to like promote what you're doing on some video cash shit, you know. Very cute stuff. They know how to work with our skin color. So if we were supposed to do our face, we would go with them. I didn't say every time it was going to be like, not
well, that was the picture she gave.
You know it was saying? Very titty-licious.
Oh, they might be the ones to do my audio agents.
I feel you. Okay, so we had him. And then our last one is Kazi Graphics. And this is kind of similar to Sci-Fi. Look at me, I said sci-fi. That's how you know that weed is good. That Phi-Cythus person, but a little different. They have their own agenda. Very cartoon logo designer. You can tell that they've done it before.
Coaxy Graphics, okay.
They work with food brands. We are a food brand. They work with black people. We is some black. Phi-Cythus was, the premium was $50 in the budget once again. And Kazi Graphics is in the budget as well at $50. So they're really in a great sufficient cost range. And if we wanted to do more of our body, the more expensive it would technically be. Go ahead and check into using Fiverr when you need your business hookup. All right. So what do you feel about them, friend?
I feel like they're all really great artists. Mm-hmm. We have so many different brands and things that we're involved in, so we'll probably use something from all of them in the future. But I'll wait till the next episode of Mary Jane and Munchies to let the people know which one we chose.
Okay. You're going to let them know what it is. We're going to let them know what it is. Thanks. Yep. All right.
What's up? I'm your girl, Kasia, chef, influencer, and wellness queen, coming to you to tell you about my YouTube channel, Quimmy Jones, where I teach you how to hashtag cook good and look good on the logo. What is cook good and look good? Well, I'm glad you asked, Queen Mike. To cook good and look good is to use simple, fresh, locally sourced ingredients to create rich, nourishing, easy meals. To be cerebral and confident while you cut costs. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, and turn on that notification bell because I post content every week on my channel. The first 100 people to subscribe, like, and comment, hashtag Queenie Jones, hashtag cook good and look good on 5 of my videos will be a part of my exclusive VIP member club. And for more info on my VIP member club, go ahead and follow me on IG where I keep all my behind the scenes content and let you know where I'm actually sourcing some of my ingredients, some of my finest, and where you can understand how you can be the finest. Go ahead, you are officially locked in as a queen mite. Follow, like, comment, and subscribe. Bye!
Oh, how are life doing?
Well, we got some exciting news. You know, the Boston Bossy MMC empire is ever growing.
Yeah.
And there's a new app out called Partying.
Oh.
On this new app, I have an agency. Mm-hmm. So you know what that means. I've got some of the best hosts all over America now under one roof, all audio, all the time, all hours of the day. If you want to come check it out, go to Partying. There'll be a link in the bio of how you can follow me and always be where the party's at. My agency is called Royalty Vibes, and I would love for y'all just to tap, 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 tap when you come through my room. Show me your love. Tell me you're from the Mary Jane and Munchies podcast family.
Mary Jane and Munchies.
And grab a seat so you can come and talk with me and some of my fun people I have in my house. I'll have some other podcasters, some poets, some musicians. It's really going to be a lituation.
All right, so if you haven't followed us on IG yet, go ahead and do that. Because our 420 lives that we be having every other Saturday be getting lit as hell. Now, I get always the highest, always the funniest with Boston Bossy, aka Double D Grind on IG. somebody needs to go ahead and stop us from doing this extra stuff. But we be like singing songs. We be advertising people. We be having them on. So go ahead and get into it. Follow us on all platforms, but most definitely follow us on IG because we got to have some behind the scenes stuff. You want us to get this YouTube page going. In order for that to happen, you have to follow us on IG Mo and follow our Facebook because we can put that right up on there too. We love you, okay? We want to make you laugh and smoke something with you on the Saturday at 4:20. I hit the chiller, but kid,
because I did it to her. But I was like, ah, let's come on low. Here, you take the bait.
I'm gonna take some
water. We stealing all yachts.
All right. So, my YouTube.
I like to get high, but that was painful. Every time it's more strong every time you hit it. And so it's just stealing your oxygen.
Stealing your oxygen.
I don't know if it's the wax attaching to my
lung. I call
lung.
That the leap of faith when a hiccup in your lung. You'd be like, do you work still long? Yes, I do. Do you work? No, I don't. Yes, I do. You got a leap of faith.
Until your lung is like, I'm going to take a nap until you get it together. And you're like, then your lung come back right before you pass out like,
YouTube has been on not a hiatus. I had made this hard wrenching video about conversion disorder, and I was like way affected. You ever watch your own shit and you be like, damn, shorty, you was going through it there. I looked at that video, I was like, and yeah, nigga, that's what I said. I was so like a G on there. I was like, you gonna have to get this shit out. So I was like, let me just let this marinate. I want people to be able to like watch it and understand like the impact and the transition. And also, I've been listening to Tabitha Brown's book, and I'm not gonna lie, that got me like deep thinking and whatnot. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to push through my anxieties, my bears, anything that is a platform me for me not to succeed. The devil should not.
I mean, Tabitha did give up me. Look at her now.
I mean, just, oh my God. She keeps it really fresh. Like, I've never heard somebody be in their own book and you can tell she hype about reading their own book. So she up here, yeah, girl, and that's what Tabitha said. She's talking third person like a mug, but she make it acceptable. I love Tabitha. But anyway, she had me thinking my mama reading it. I'm listening
your mama
to
got the
tape.
Book?
Yeah, she got the physical book. I got the book on tape.
Ooh, can you ask if I can borrow it after?
You gonna have to ask Mama Yummy.
No problem. I'm gonna ask Mama
Yummy. You can just ask.
I love me a physical book.
Okay. Did you read it? You gonna physically change. I can tell you that. You
gonna already changed from the moment she came on the scene.
Oh, do you remember when
she got that yummy? Yummy
I can't
yummy.
With you.
Have y'all seen her husband? Shout out to Tabitha Brown's husband. She got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
I'm not. I just like to see good black love, y'all. That was beautiful.
Look at that kid.
This is gorgeous.
Through the earth.
They do.
Just,
they do.
I see a shining star.
I also got Discovery Plus, y'all, and I have been watching the Doricos. Oh my God. Anything that the Discovery Plus has, I'm watching most definitely. I've been watching Bizarre Foods. I've been watching Bizarre Foods America. Sometimes I just have to watch Andrew Zimmern in a calm, relaxed space and hear him talk about some just straight bizarre crazy shit, and it makes me respect white people a little differently. It makes me be like, damn. Oh, sorry, I name dropped my own shit. But I would put that on some goose egg. Some ancient egg? What's that?
Would you eat Aunt Amos? I don't know.
I feel like,
I just
how would they get that out?
He was eating everything.
He was eating everything. At one point in time, this nigga didn't stop eating something.
I recently got Apple TV, and I've been checking out What's the Trouble with Jon Stewart? Oh, amazing. Missed him from the television landscape. So I'm here for it.
Well, what you been eating while you've been watching this new television?
The most amazing munchie ever, y'all. A Fruity Pebbles chip. You heard what I said. A Fruity Pebbles crisp.
Now, Lord, we done had every type of
crisp.
No, I was going to say we didn't have
glass, paper, and leaf. And I, that shit sounds so amazing. I don't even eat artificial color. I want to have that right now. Mm-hmm. I'm using my psychic powers to cancel. I can't have it at all. I can't even try it.
It tastes like, I see a shining star, shining star. It tastes like a song.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Y'all, it's your girl, Kumi Jones. Follow me on all major platforms.
I'm Boston Bossy.
Yeah.
You can find me at Grind Double D Mistress. Also on all live platforms, on Beagle Live at Powerpuff 88, on Up Live at Boston Bossy, on Partying as Boss Bossy. Come through, find me, let's have some fun one-on-one.
I would recommend you just sticking to getting a combination of paper and quality leaf, not this trap ass true hemp.
Just get you a frontal, and if you're looking for a great frontal band, check out Tubas. They're a black owned frontal brand.
You should have them, but you, if you're gonna have it, have the quality of Tubas.
I don't know why she didn't anybody white boying it out here.
There's more black people who use paper. Stop acting like that.
All right, it's your girl, Kumi Jones. Khalifa.
I will say that. I will produce that.
And
I'll endorse
girl,
it.
Girl, Boston Moxie said that.
No, because here's the thing. You're not going to just dodge the fact that you smell papers with me and have good quality leaf. And you could taste it. No, sorry. You good quality blood and you could taste it. Don't act like you have not done
that. Bye.
Oh, she did some missile. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.
We appreciate you. Bye.
Bye, Mary Jane and Munchie.